Our text is a portion of the assigned reading, verses 8 through 10. By honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. Thus far the text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lent is a somber season of the church year when we focus on the trials and sufferings of Christ. Yet in this year, 2000, during the Lenten season, the placement and call services will be held, which are the high points of the seminary academic year. So it is appropriate, also during this season of Lent, to consider the question, what is the ministry like? What can we expect as pastors? In our text, Paul writes about the ministry, its negatives and positives. He is speaking about his own experience as an apostle and about the experience of his co-workers, his assistants. And what he says pertains to ministers of the gospel today. In a broad sense, he is describing the life of all those who believe in Jesus Christ as Savior, confess Him as Lord, and live in a godly manner. In verses 8 through 10, Paul lists 9 pairs, each of which has a negative and a positive. With regard to the negatives of the ministry, and there is overlapping among the 9, Paul says that he and his assistants had to endure dishonor. People coming into contact with them did not treat them with proper respect, hold them in proper esteem. Paul and his co-workers were afflicted with evil reporting. They were slandered. Falsehoods about them were spread around. They were regarded as deceivers, false teachers, leading other people astray. They were unknown, considered to be non-entities, unimportant, not worth knowing, unworthy of attention. They were, as assistants of Paul and Paul himself, as ministers of the gospel, dying, regarded by others as bound soon to die because of their message, and actually suffering for the sake of the gospel, at different times close to death, and in the case of Paul, finally suffering martyrdom. These gospel workers were chastened by the Lord, which is a negative in this sense. They had to go through unpleasant discipline because of their own sin. They experienced sorrow. They were poor, poor like beggars, in abject poverty. In Philippians, Paul writes that for the sake of Christ, he had suffered the loss of all things. He and his assistants had nothing. Again, this list of negatives applies to gospel ministers today. We can expect the same, the dishonor, slander, accusations of deception, and being unknown, chastened, sorrowful. We may not be dying as were Paul and his associates, but genuine ministers, in fact, all believers today, experience persecutions, some subtle, some not so subtle. We may not be poor as beggars, having nothing, but nevertheless, we are not in or going into the ministry for the money. With regard to the negatives of the ministry, as listed by Paul in our text, how are we to react? We will remember that we are living in a sin-ruined and sinful world. We can expect some of these negatives, the dishonor, slander, false accusation, disregard, and the dying, to come from those outside the church who are opposed to the gospel and the ministers of that gospel. However, those negatives just mentioned can also come from those inside the visible church, from sinful, erring brothers and sisters in Christ, or from hypocrites. We will confess that we too are sinners. deserving God's chastening, and more than that, everlasting damnation in hell. Our reaction to the negatives, though, includes our clinging to the gospel that Christ, the God-man, lived a perfect life in the stead of everyone, paid fully for the sins of you, me, and all people, and arose triumphant from the dead. We are declared righteous by God because of God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ. We are forgiven. We have everlasting life. In addition, we will cling to these gospel truths that Christ has overcome the world, and that united with Him in faith, we have the power to live godly lives, to carry out faithfully the ministry that God has assigned to us. We will say together with Paul, "I can do all things in union with Christ who strengthens me." Thus we will see those who wrong us as people who have likewise been redeemed by Christ, whom God loves. We will not return evil for evil, but we will forgive them, love them, and as we have opportunity, minister to them. Our text reminds us, as ministers who have encountered and will encounter these negatives, how important it is for us constantly to be in God's Word and to receive His sacrament for our own spiritual welfare. We will experience opposition, hardship, and discouragement. But strengthened by Christ through His Word and sacrament, we can endure. Further, by being in the Word, especially in passages such as our text, we will read about and recall the positives of the ministry. In this way, we'll keep the ministry in proper perspective. What are the positives of the ministry as listed by Paul in our text? Honor, proper honor, coming from pious, humble believers to genuine ministers of the Word. Having a good report, people speaking truthfully and with appreciation about our labor in the kingdom. Being regarded as true, people weighing what we preach and teach on the basis of God's Word, and seeing that we are true, not false, teachers. Being well known among those whom we serve. Living, though encountering opposition, we go on living and will carry out to completion the service that God has planned for us. Chastened, yet not killed. Paul, with this phrase, probably is recalling Psalm 118, where the psalmist writes, "The Lord has chastened me severely, but He has not given me over to death." God chastens us out of His love for our good to correct us when necessary, so that we will be even more fruitful for Him. Another positive that we can expect as ministers, always rejoicing. That is, rejoicing in the Lord, what He has done and will do for us, and how we are empowered to serve Him. That leads to the next positive. Though poor by the world's standards, yet making many rich. We are God's instruments as ministers of the Word and sacrament to bring to the people we serve the best and the most important things in life, God's spiritual blessings. Finally, as ministers who believe in Jesus Christ as Savior, we possess all things. We have everlasting life. We have an inheritance in heaven, an inheritance in the resurrection on the last day and in the new creation, and other blessings of salvation. We have God's Word, which carries His authority and almighty power, and the sacraments. With regard to these positives of the ministry, how do we react? We give all credit and honor to God. We will recognize that the positives certainly do outweigh the negatives. We will be encouraged to continue in the work of the ministry, knowing that God will indeed use us according to His will for His glory and for the good of others. God will certainly bless our faithful labors. What a privilege it is then to be a minister of the Lord. There is no greater or more important work. In a context dealing with the resurrection, Daniel writes, "Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever." The gospel ministry, as Paul tells us in our text, has both negatives and positives. Let's be mindful of the negatives, and let us rejoice in the positives, which are a reality because of God's almighty power, because of His grace, and because of His love, which is in connection with Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.